and now Daryl Hall.
Actually, a lot of songs on the Private Eyes album are done just with me and John, with very little outside playing by other people. A song like I Can't Go For That, that was written in the studio. I had the germ of the idea, and I sat down after a normal session and turned on the rhythm ace, and I played the synthesizer, played the bass line, and then I played another part. Then John came in and overdubbed a guitar part, and we had a song. And then we did the harmonies on it and brought in Charlie DeChant to play sax, and that was the whole song.
Yeah, we didn't use a bass.
You know, we didn't even use a drum. You know. See, we're in control of it, so we can be as free as we want with it. A lot of times you're constricted and restricted by trying to explain to six or seven people that are playing in a rhythm date, or even five people, what you want, and everybody's trying to fit their parts in, and it becomes stiff. I think that's one of the problems with just kind of that slick sound that comes from California a lot, you know, that kind of thing, is people are playing so tight and playing so tastefully and all that there is no freedom, even though it's spontaneous and live. It doesn't have that sense of spark to it. Whereas what we're doing seems like it would be more controlled, but within that control, there leaves more room for freedom. Jana Allen, who wrote Kiss on My List with me, is friends with him. So they sat down and they fleshed out a good deal of the song. They sent me the tape back in New York. And I changed a lot of the chords and added a bridge to it. And then Sarah Allen and I wrote the words. So that's how it works. We really have, like I said, a real family of writers. And everybody seems to have the same vision. So we can collaborate very easily. And it seems like it's all coming from one place, which is hard to do, really.